Spike Lee's new movie, Black Klansman, is, believe it or not, based on a true story. It's about an African-American police officer who, in the 1970s, went undercover to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan by joining it. Critic Bob Mondello says the film is both funny and pointed.
Colorado Springs is about to hire a new police officer. His name, Ron Stallworth.
There's never been a black cop in this city. We think you might be the man to open things up around here.
Open things up, he does. Looking through a newspaper at his desk, he sees a Ku Klux Klan recruitment ad. There's a phone number, so he calls it.
This is Ron Stallworth calling.
Who am I speaking with?
This is David Duke.
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
Last time I checked. What can I do for it?
Well,
since you asked, I hate blacks. I hate Jews, Mexicans, and Irish.
Every head in the precinct has now turned to watch Ron.
But my mouth to God's ears, I really hate those black rats. And anyone else, really, that doesn't have pure white Aryan blood running through their veins.
I'm happy to be talking to a true white American.
God bless white America.
As the camera lingers on the faces of the white policemen, director Spike Lee gets the laugh he's looking for. Not the first, and certainly not the last, since Stallworth, played by John David Washington, is quickly invited to a meeting of the Klan's local chapter, which presents an obvious problem.
We need a white officer to play me when they meet face to face.
Can you do that?
With the right white man, we can do anything.
The right white man turns out to be Flip Zimmerman, played by Adam Driver, who attends the meeting.
You for the white race, Ron?
Oh, hell yeah.
And tries to get the lay of the land.
What kind of stuff do you guys do?
Cross burnings, marches.
Attracting attention in the process.
You ask too many questions. Are you undercover or something?
This is not a comic question, obviously. There's serious tension in Black Klansman's situation, and the film embraces the shifts in mood with shifts in filmmaking style. Lee actually couching his arguments in a kind of shorthand history of Hollywood's treatment of race. He includes scenes from Gone with the Wind and Birth of a Nation, has characters discuss 70s blaxploitation films, and gives his hero a bit of Shaft's swagger. And in grander scenes, he shifts gears entirely, sometimes to deliver cathartic broadsides.
We must unite and organize to fight racism!
Other times, to evoke a gentler sort of power, as when, in this very speech, civil rights activist Stokely Carmichael talks of internalizing white standards of beauty, and the screen fills with Lee's quietly devastating response. Close-ups of the young black faces looking up at Carmichael, halos of soft light caressing cheekbones. Identity is central to Black Klansmen, and not just black identity. Flip Zimmerman, Ron's partner in the police ruse, initially thinks his identity isn't a factor.
For you, it's a crusade. For me, it's a job.
But being Jewish, he has a reckoning of sorts.
You're taking this Jew lie detector test.
That hatred, doesn't that piss you off? Why are you acting like you ain't got skin in the game?
Lee's point, of course, is that we've all got skin in this game. He may depict 70s Klan members as bozos with hood fetishes. Hateful, yes, but amusingly incompetent. He does that, though, to soften us up for some harrowing juxtapositions, chief among them, Stallworth's Klan induction, intercut with an excruciating recounting of a Klan lynching. Lee uses that look back to set up a head-spinning flash forward to the Trump era. There's a reason Black Klansman is opening this weekend, 1 year nearly to the day after the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. If hate groups were insidious 4 decades ago, argues Lee in his most ferociously entertaining and just plain ferocious film in years, how much more dangerous are they today? I'm Bob Mondello.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminution, proper vision to our nation.